Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of Elle's Help on My Coffee Companion. I hope you guys subscribe so you never miss an episode, and make sure to comment and give a rating. And why don't we get started? So, a lot of people in the world have allergies to peanuts, nuts, dairy, all kinds of things. And one of the big allergies in the world is gluten. Also known as celiac disease, if people react badly to gluten, it's hard for them to find foods that aren't gluten, and it's just a struggle sometimes, especially since a lot of foods are naturally gluten-free, like vegetables, fruits, dairy, and meats, but a lot of things that have grains, like desserts, pastries, bread, chips, pasta, stuff like that, doesn't usually have gluten options. And so today I'm going to be telling you guys three desserts that you can make with this delicious brand for gluten-free. The first thing I need to tell you guys, though, is this brand is called Live G Free, and it is a gluten-free yellow baking mix. If you find it in any of your stores, it will have a lemon bar and then a cupcake with strawberries and a red wrapper. So if you guys wanted to look for this specific box, that's what it's going to have on front. The first dessert is classic cupcakes. You will need the package of yellow baking mix, 3/4 cup of milk, 1/2 cup of butter softened, and 2 teaspoons of gluten-free vanilla extract, and 3 large eggs. The first step is you're going to preheat the oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit, or 325 degrees Fahrenheit for a dark or nonstick pan. You'll want to grease the bottom of the pan so that those cupcakes don't stick, and use paper baking cups for cupcakes. The second step is to beat cake mix, milk, butter, vanilla, and eggs, so that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 ingredients all together, on low speed for 30 seconds, or you can use a whisk or fork. Next, you'll want to portion the batter into baking cups equally. The batter is going to be very thick. You'll want to bake for 23 to 27 minutes or until toothpick inserted in the center comes out clean. You'll want to cool completely before frosting so it doesn't melt. Due to the pan size and bake time, it could be different. For 12 cupcakes, it's going to be 23 to 27 minutes. For an 8x8 pan, it's going to be 39 to 44. For a 9x9, it's 36 to 40. And for an 8 or 9 or round, it's 46 to 50. The next dessert is lemon cheesecake bars. Yum. You will need this package of yellow baking mix, 1/4 cup of softened butter or margarine, 3 large eggs, 1 1/2 of a package of softened cream cheese or 12 ounces, 1 1/4 cup of powdered sugar, 2 teaspoons of grated lemon peel, and 2 tablespoons of lemon juice. You'll want to preheat the oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit or 325 degrees Fahrenheit for darker nonstick. In a large bowl, beat dry cake mix, butter, and one of the eggs with an electric mixer on low speed until crumbly. Press into the bottom of the ungreased pan, which has to be 13x9". In a medium bowl, beat cream cheese with electric mixer on medium speed until smooth. Gradually beat the powdered sugar on low speed. You'll want to stir in the lemon peel and the lemon juice until it is a smooth, creamy cream cheese mixture. You'll want to reserve 3/4 of the cup for later and refrigerate that. Beat the remaining 2 eggs into the mixture on medium speed or with a fork or whisk. You'll want to spread over the cake mixture. Bake bars for 23 to 28 minutes or until set. After they have cooled completely for about 1 hour, you'll want to spread with the leftover cream cheese mixture. You'll want to refrigerate for about 3 hours or until firm. For bars, cut 8 into 8 rows by 6 rows, store in covered refrigerator. You'll want to store it in the refrigerator. I know that 3 hours is a very long time, but it's worth it. The last dessert is one of my favorite cakes, a pineapple upside down cake.
Of course, you're going to need the package of yellow baking mix. Okay, if you guys heard the knocking on the window, that's my siblings. They're being really annoying. You'll need the pack of baking mix, which is the yellow cake batter mix. You know what I mean, right? You'll want half a cup of butter melted, 1 cup of light brown sugar, which is going to be firmly packed, 1 teaspoon of ground cinnamon, 1 teaspoon of ground ginger, 2 to 20 ounce cans of pineapple rings and juice. So a 20 ounce can or a 2 ounce can or anything in between, I don't know why it says that, of pineapple rings and juice. A jar of maraschino cherries, is that how you say it? You'll want half a cup of butter softened, 3 large eggs, 1/3 cup of milk, and then 1/3 cup of pineapple juice that was saved from the container of pineapple rings. You'll want to preheat the oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit, the huge. To make the topping, you'll want to combine the melted butter, brown sugar, cinnamon, and ginger, and divide the mixture between 2 ungreased 8-inch or 9-inch round pans. You'll want to drain and reserve the juice from the pineapple rings, and then arrange the pineapple rings in basically circles and circles and circles to cover the bottom of each pan, like all the pans. Place a cherry in the center of each ring. To make the cakes, you'll want to cream the butter, which basically means you'll want to whisk it until the butter is soft and creamy, in a large bowl with an electric mixer on medium speed until light and fluffy. Or you can use a fork, spoon, or whisk. Sorry, I just pushed on the table. I'm outside right now and I accidentally pushed my feet onto the table. Unless you guys didn't hear that, I don't know. You'll want to add the eggs and combine. After you add the mix, milk, eggs, and 1/3 cup of reserved pineapple juice, you'll want to mix on low speed until incorporated, or you use the whisk, spoon, or fork. You'll want to scrape down the sides so you save all of the dough. And continue mixing on medium-high for 2 minutes, or with the other materials. You'll want to spread the batter into pans over the fruit. You'll want to bake from 40 to 45 minutes until the cakes are firm on top and edges of the crust are brown. Remove the cakes from the oven and run a spatula around the edge of each cake. After 3 minutes, turn each pan over onto a serving plate. Wait another 30 seconds, then lift the pans off. If anything sticks to the pans, scrape it out and spoon it back onto the cakes. It's best served warm. Wow, sounds delicious. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode of Elle's Help with these delicious gluten-free desserts. I hope you guys subscribe to my Coffee Companion and my new podcast, Elle's Help, A Little Bit of Elle, so that you guys never miss an episode. My Elle's Help, A Little More of Elle episodes come out every Saturday, and my Elle's Help episodes on my Coffee Companion come out every Friday. Abby DIY is coming back soon with even more episodes. My Coffee Companion comes out once a month, and Alter Egos comes out twice a month. I hope you guys enjoy, and make sure to stay tuned for our very own website, which we'll be talking to you guys in our next group episode. Talking about to you guys in the next episode. Enjoy the rest of your guys' day. Bye from Elle's Help.